Today is Friday, June 7th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And you listen. Final day. Final day for me filling in for my best friend Adam, who is off in California. Although I suppose the time that you are listening to this, he'll be on a plane. He'll be leaving on, that's hard to do with music playing. He'll be flying back home to Arkansas when he will take back over the show on Monday. I have a theory that because I know Adam. I mean, Adam and I have been doing podcasts together for over 15 years, so I would say I know a thing or two about Adam Burns, and I honestly believe that the reason that he has me filling in for him while he's gone is because he's addicted to this idea that the episodes are always numbered on the same day. So, like, today is Friday, which means that this episode is going to end in a 5. I don't know what it is because I'm not looking at the website, but let's see, it's a Geeky Gay. This is going to be episode 14, 15, right? So the Friday shows always end in a 5. And the Monday shows always start with either a 1 or a... See, no, I've already screwed that up. It ends in a 5 or a 0, right? So a Friday show ends in a 5 or a 0, and a Monday always starts with a 6 or a 1, right? So I don't know. He likes doing that. Otherwise, he gets confused, and so I feel like that's the only reason that I'm sitting here. It's because he didn't want to mess up his numbering. He's like, well, I want to do a Monday show, but then I'd have an odd number, and so I can't do that. So that's my Adam Burns impersonation there. Oh, by the way, hi, Adam. Anyway, I've been racking my brains about what to talk about today. My pet theory is that it's so fucking hot, that there's just nothing going on that people want to talk about. Like, all the news stories that I read are just depressing and highly political. And we don't do political stuff here on Adam's show. So, you know, that stuff that we kind of dip our toes in on the mix on Fridays, but not on this show. The Geeky Gay is not about the politics, so I can't really cover any of the political stories. Most of the tech stories right now are really kind of boring, or the opposite of that. They're so deeply in the weeds that it would be longer than a 15-minute show for me to explain, like, even how we arrived at some of the stories that we were going to do too. So I don't know. I didn't know what to talk about. I reached out to a friend of the show, Auntie Vera Charles. Excuse me, Auntie Scott, formerly Auntie Vera Charles. And I was like, I have no fucking clue what to talk about. And he said, talk about gay pride coming out, how things have changed since we were all younger, how the kids today have no fucking clue of the difficulties of those who came before them. Boy, that sounds like an exciting show, doesn't it? that sounds like a humdinger there. Here's the thing. If I were to talk about that by myself, it just becomes a soliloquy, right? It would just be me espousing upon the, and I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert on the history of pride. I could do some research maybe and get some things right, but I might get some things wrong. I feel like it's better to have this as a conversation with someone else if we're going to talk about gay pride. Also, I'm kind of old school. In my world, there was pride, and pride was like a weekend. It was in at the end of the month, right, 26th or so, to mark the Stonewall riots. So pride month is a relatively new thing. For me, I would say it's happened within the last decade and a half where suddenly it's an entire month. But it used to just be Pride weekend, right? You'd go to your local Pride festival. There would be some B-list singer who, it depending on how big the town you were in as to who they could afford to hire to come in. I remember the first year that I was on the Pride committee in Tampa, Florida, we were able to afford Paul Lukakis. Now, Google that one. All you closet Paul Lukakis fans out there. Yeah, that was our big name entertainment that we had in Tampa, Florida. So, and that's because everyone did Pride weekends in June, at the end of June. So all your big names were going to New York and LA and Chicago. And you had dribs or drabs. Let me tell you, Paul Lukakis was a good get in 1993. He was. I don't even remember what his song was. What was his song? Let's see. Paul Lukakis. His big song was... Doom, doom, doom. Boom, boom. I think it was boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. Is that what it is? Boom, boom. Is this like... do I have that? Typical 80s song. Let's have 15 minutes of intro before we actually sing a single lyric. What are you gonna do, Paul?
Hey babe, I'd like to talk to you. How's about coming back to my room for a little boom boom?
Ooh.
You keep coming to me.
Yeah, okay, Paul Lukakis. Anyway, that was a big get in 1993. I just want to let you know that was something great. So I finally figured out what I can talk about just moments ago before I started recording. And as we established before, I record in the middle of the afternoon. I am in no way sitting down at 10:49 at night, having spent 2 hours combing through news trying to find something that I could fucking talk about. Yeah, so... I just want to let you know, have it totally under control. This is such an Adam story that I found that I feel like I needed to talk about it. This is the 10 best and worst types of alcohol for weight loss. Now this is relevant to me because probably know, if you know anything about me, is my partner Zach and I have been on the keto diet for the last, I don't know, six years or so. Or as Adam likes to say, the keto diet. Always puts in that hard T there. It's very weird. But, and one of the things that we have to avoid on the keto diet is sugar. Sugar are carbs, so we have to avoid those. So it makes it, it drastically restricts the amount of things that you can drink if you want to stay on diet. So you tend to do things like, white wine, a couple of glasses of white wine, don't have too many carbs in them. You can do a spirit and a diet, right? So like, let's say gin and diet 7-Up or bourbon and diet Coke or something like that. Those things are fine. Alcohol itself does not have carbs in it. There are some studies that show, before someone gets up on the, starts doing the whole chemistry thing here. Yes, I'm aware that your body metabolizes alcohol and eventually turns it into sugar, but that is not the important part about keto. So remember, the thing about keto is you want to keep your blood sugar from spiking. And so that the way that your body metabolizes the alcohol does not spike your blood sugar. Anyway, it's not important. What is important is that this is a real thing, right? So most bars don't have diet caffeine-free drinks. So they won't have a diet Sprite. They won't have a diet caffeine-free Coke or something like that. So on a weeknight, if you wanted to have a drink in the bar, right, you could do the Jack and Diet Coke, but now you're drinking caffeine late in the evening and it's going to keep you awake and stuff like that. So it was the advent of White Claw that kind of solve this for us, right? White Claws typically only have a couple of carbs per can. Like right now I am drinking a Truly Blueberry hard seltzer. It has 2 grams of carbs. So, and that's acceptable, right? I'm only going to drink a couple of, so that's about 4 grams of carbs. That's fine. That's good. The other thing I will do if I think of it is I'll take some of those water flavorings with me, like the little Mio watering flavors that you can buy at the grocery store. I like strawberry watermelon or berry pomegranate or hard cherry, black cherry or something like that. I'll take those little water flavorings with me. And then at the restaurant, I will order a shot of gin and a glass of water. And then I will put the water flavoring and the gin in the drink. And I do that because they always make the drinks too strong. So that way a shot of gin, I can have like two drinks out of that. Anyway, but here, this is Eat This, Not That, a website that I am semi-familiar with. And they have the 10 best and worst types of alcohol. So they're going to give me the 5 best types of alcohol that you could drink for weight loss and the 5 worst that you could drink for weight loss. See how this is a great Adam Burns story? It's got alcohol. It's got weight loss. It's a list. I mean, this story is literally custom made for the geeky gay. So here we go. The 5 best types of alcohol for weight loss. They are number 1, canned vodka soda. Now, this is kind of what I was just talking about. White Claw, Truly, any of the hard seltzers, kind of thing like that. The added benefit there is they're usually only, 5% alcohol. So lower alcohol than you would get something else. Champagne comes in at number 2. Traditional spritzers come in at number 3. That would be like a white wine spritzer, which is basically just wine and soda. Soda water. Let's see. Number 4, tequila or mezcal on the rocks. Now that to me is a bit much. I'm not the kind of person that enjoys the taste of alcohol. So drinking anything like on the rocks, like one of the best values on Disney property is a little rum flight you can get at this restaurant. And it's like you get 3 1-ounce pours of rum for like $15, and then you can pour them into your Diet Coke and you get 3 Diet Cokes for like $15. Yeah, 3 rum and Diet Cokes for $15. Anyway, that was number 4. Number 5 is lower calorie beers. I mean, American beers already are kind of tasteless, and the lower calorie ones are even more tasteless. So I think for me, it's going to be the White Claws or the wine. 5 worst types of alcohol for weight loss. Number 1 is craft beer. Did you know, this is shocking to me, that craft beers can be upwards of 1,800 calories per serving? That doesn't make any sense. Upwards of 1,800 to 250 calories per serving. I think they mean 180 to 250 calories per serving. Number 2 is a Long Island iced tea. Primarily just because you're putting in a bunch of, you're putting in Coke in that. Right? Number 3, Bloody Mary. Especially the ones that have like hamburgers on top of them. Number 4, blended drinks. Any kind of thing that's going to use like a cream or a heavy cream, like a cream de coco or something like that. It's sugar. It's always sugar. And number 5 of the worst drink is energy drinks mixed with alcohol. Energy drinks are very, very high in sugar. Other things that are very high in sugar that didn't make the list, but I happen to know this, most mixers. So most of your fruit juices that you would get in a bar, cranberry, orange, pineapple, those are all incredibly high in sugar. There you go. There you go. It's perfect Friday show, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Adam is going to be back on Monday. He will... take you back to the exciting life of Adam Burns. I know there's a whole bunch of you out there that have been very upset that you didn't know what the days were this week. Like, sure, it's Tuesday, but what day is it? We missed probably National Cat Day, I think, was this week. I think we missed D-Day, which was yesterday. So all those fun days we missed. You'll get them next week. Maybe Adam will go back and read to you what they were. Anyway. All right, well, that does it for me. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email Adam at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Adam will talk to you guys on Monday. Thank you for letting me fill in for him this week. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.